May these words be in the name of the one holy and undivided Trinity. Amen. Good morning. Peace be with you. So on Palm Sunday, my six-year-old son took a nosedive and he tripped and got a fat lip. We were lucky enough to have a dentist appointment scheduled the next day. And sure enough, he broke his front tooth at the root. And to minimize infection, they recommended an extraction. So last Wednesday, we go to the dentist, everything goes swimmingly, and they hand him a little treasure box with his first tooth he ever lost in it. And he was so excited, and that night he put his little treasure box under his pillow. Now, I'm not entirely sure what happened, but this is my theory, that I was in the bedroom where his sister also sleeps, and because there was an adult who was trying to console sleeping baby, the tooth fairy might have gotten some stage fright because they deal with baby teeth, not adult teeth. And so the next morning, my son comes into my room and says, "Mom, the tooth fairy didn't come." And I said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yes, here's my tooth." And I went, "Oh, man." And I thought about it while he ate breakfast. And I said, maybe it moved. Maybe you should check again. And he did. And sure enough, that money was behind the mattress, between the mattress and the headboard. Thank goodness. And as I watched him, he holds up the money and he says, "I guess it is true." Skepticism and doubt are completely natural responses to so many aspects of our life. And while Thomas gets a bad rap for it, his doubt is representative of all the disciples, of all of the disciples who came after Jesus, of us. I mean, all of his disciples were present when he showed up and said, "Peace be with you." And he showed them the wounds, and they rejoiced, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So who can blame Thomas, who missed it, who said, "I need physical proof to believe that this actually happened"? You know what? He got it. Jesus did show up again, and he did show his wounds to Thomas, who rejoiced. Then Jesus said, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now, thousands of years later, we don't have that luxury, and I doubt, get it, that joke? But anyway, I doubt we will be granted such a gift. And that's okay, because the point here is not that doubt shouldn't exist or that we shouldn't search for a deeper understanding, but that we come to believe. Blind faith is just that. It's blind. It is through the questioning and the skepticism and the journey that we come to believe. And in that believing, we find peace. Now, this peace that Jesus offers, I want to make it clear, this peace that the Holy Spirit fills in us, it isn't the kind of inner peace that makes us so happy and full of joy that we just radiate it. I mean, yes, that can be part of it. But this peace, this is a peace of action. This is a peace of justice, of service, of hope, of unity. This is a peace that when we're filled with it, we are so filled that we can't help but go forth and do. Because through our faith, we continue in the work of Jesus, loving God and our neighbor, serving others. And we hear this in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles. "There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The whole group of those who came to believe were unified, one heart and one soul. And in giving of themselves to the glory of Christ, they found God's peace. And what we hear in John's first letter is the same. We hear that the writer says, we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Because this joy is only complete when we have shared it with others. The peace we receive from our faith in Jesus is not a peace that is complete once we come to believe. No, this peace demands that we do the work of Christ because we have faith that through Christ we can attain peace for all. It is in the sharing that our joy may be complete. And we are also warned that this work isn't easy. It isn't solely external work, but it requires honesty and self-reflection. We don't get to rest on our laurels because we have come to believe. John tells us that saying we believe without doing the work is a lie. In fact, he says not doing the work doesn't just make us liars, it makes Jesus a liar, and his word, his peace, is not within us. Coming to believe is a journey. It's a journey of skepticism and questioning and doubt. It is a journey of self-discovery and integrity. Some of us have already come to believe, but that doesn't mean that our journey is over or that our faith is complete. It is merely a piece of the puzzle, and we must continue to work towards Christ's peace for all. Now, some of us may already believe, but our faith is being tested and doubt is creeping in. In these moments of darkness, we must still continue to do the work. The reason Christ's followers, in our reading from Acts, found peace was not because they became all-knowing and perfect in their faith. It is because they were in communion, in fellowship with each other. They leaned on each other. I don't think any of them would have survived, let alone thrived, had they sold their possessions, given the proceeds to others, and left nothing for themselves. They gave of themselves to each other as a part of the collective body of Christ. And then there are some of us who may not yet have come to believe, and that's okay. Thomas wasn't present when Jesus appeared to the disciples, and he doubted. And even with his doubt, Jesus still showed himself to Thomas, and Thomas received the Holy Spirit. But Jesus didn't appear to Thomas right when he said, "I won't believe without proof." Jesus showed up in his own time. Faith doesn't just magically show up because we want it to, and it doesn't just magically show up because someone else wants it for us. It shows up because God wants it for us. Coming to believe is a journey, and it might start with a profound experience, and it might start with a visit from the tooth fairy. But the journey isn't over because we've come to believe. That is when the real work begins. Peace be with you, my friends. Amen.